The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a cool topic today. And to me, it's very uplifting. Scorpio Super New Moon is coming up on November 14, 15, depending on where you are in the world. You want to look for your timeline. However, you always feel these energies of the lunar cycles within a week or two prior to and after. So you probably already are feeling it a little bit because it's right around the corner. And I want to talk about it because this one is very symbolic of the phoenix rising from the ashes. And what does that mean if you've never heard of that? It's a pretty popular phrase or saying. And Scorpio being represented here by the phoenix bird, they rise up and out of the ashes. That's like we've been through so much this year. What a symbolic timing for this final super new moon in Scorpio. Scorpio is a deep one. It takes you deep for healing. You feel it and it will bring it up, but it's all for a very positive way moving forward. And we're going to show you that because think about it. If you had a better view, think of the bird that soars high and they can see far out. They have a great view of the whole bigger picture when they're looking down over the world. And that's what this is about. Rise up out of the challenges. And you can. I know we've all been through it, but we can rise up. We can overcome. This is a very positive message today, and it's for manifesting. I mean, we've been talking about manifesting the law of attraction, and we are going to be doing some work with that because we're working toward 2021, and we're in this major transitional period of energy here, switching from the way it was to the way it will be moving forward. And we want to know we can see clearly things that aren't, you know, clear to you. If you were to look at the bigger picture from a different perspective, it might make more sense to you. And this is for anything that you might be trying to find some clarity on. So that's why we're going to talk about this today, because a better view means better manifesting. If you had a better perspective, a better clarity on what you want to do moving forward, you would be able to put your thoughts, intentions, and your energy toward what you're trying to manifest more effectively. It's just logic, okay? Yes, believe it or not, in metaphysics, we do have logic. You know, we're not just throwing logic out the window. We want to be spiritually, logically grounded here. So that's what we're talking about. This is the final super new moon of the year. So let me tell you a little bit about that, because if we're working to rise above life struggles, to see a better picture, how are we going to do that? What are we looking for with this Scorpio energy? It runs deeper, like I said, and it will ignite more spiritual awakening within you. You may have been on this path for a while. And it will continue to do that. It brings about change. It does. This one takes you to that place where you feel things and you don't want to avoid feeling. You want to know. It's just time to take the blinders off and really see things for how they really are. And sometimes it's painful. Sometimes we feel like we don't want to see that. But there is a way to move through things, overcome things, rise above it, and find a new path and heal from that. The world in the whole world's going through this. So we are all feeling it in our own unique ways. We say that over and over again, but it's true. From one perspective to another, one person may see it one way, another person sees it a different way, et cetera, et cetera. But if we were to all look at it from the bigger picture, would we see the same thing or still see differences? Probably a little bit of both as we grow and ascend. But that's a question that I'm asking for an answer to as well. So when we go into this one, it's coming around, it'll peak and be the new moon on the 14th, 15th. So that, you know, just look for that. Primarily the 15th, I think, for us in the States. This is an emotional feeling one. If you've already been feeling those emotions coming up, you want to address them. You want to go, why am I feeling this? One very important thing that I want to point out with emotions is, and we forget this because emotions, whoa, that's a human experience. Let's talk about that a little bit because Scorpio is very much this moon about feeling those emotions. Emotions are something we experience as a human being, as living here. They don't define you, but sometimes it does get mixed up and we think it defines us. I wanted to bring that to your attention because it's very easy to get lost in your identity is what you do is your job, or your identity is, you know, whatever, you know, things like that. That's not really your identity. That's not who you are on soul level. But your emotions, yes, some of them are so strong. Some of them really are triggered very easily from past experiences. We are experiencing this world through emotions, but they don't define you. You're experiencing them. It really helps to see that perspective for one, because you will see some emotions probably coming up about how you feel very strongly about something or don't, or something that you'd rather not think about, but it's coming up. It's an experience. So I wanted to really emphasize something with that because it will stir within us on a deeper level with emotions with this moon, and you will feel them. It's part of this life here. It's part of it. However, don't let it tear you down. See what it can teach you. This is a perspective I'm showing you that's a bigger picture with emotions. What can it, and trust me, I grew up being the sensitive emotional one. So I get this, okay? I do. I can talk from experience, really. But I'm going to be paying attention to that as well, because we're all going to feel things different. We're still going through things that are so new. Not everybody's going to have all the answers here. I'm sharing as I find them and I discover them, but I'm not even trying to say I know all the answers. Nobody could. I don't see how anybody could, because we're all going to experience something. So it drives us and pushes us to grow and learn and expand. If you knew everything, there wouldn't be anything to grow and learn and feel any incentive. So that's part of that. Now, if we came to this planet to feel through our emotions, and this human journey, what we experience here is all these different emotions that we can feel. That emotion is what will bring passion to something we want to create. It's how truths come up to the surface for us to see. It's how spiritual awakenings happen and deepen. And it's also how we can love. It's how we can receive and send. So emotions aren't bad. Some of them are bumpy. They feel bumpy. They're not as comfortable. But they always have such great lessons, and they drive us in things. So when you really look at what emotions are all about, you can really work with this energy for manifesting in a much more powerful way. Manifesting, law of attraction, is basically what we put our focus on, what we believe, who we are. We align with that energy. We were talking about this last week, but I will remind you, because we always have new listeners and somebody that's never heard of this before. Law of attraction, we draw in metaphysics. Law of attraction is we draw in who we are, what we are aligned in our frequency with. So we may want a whole lot of things, But if we aren't aligned with that energetically, we're going to receive what we're aligned with. So that's why we put emphasis on, well, what are we preoccupying our thoughts with? And, you know, are we always looking at, you know, everything glass half empty or something like that? And that's all we ever see, you see. So, and you will see that that goes back and forth. That's life. You will see the positives and the negatives or things that bother you like that. Those are the emotions that are experiencing what you have occurring. But we can take control and go, you know what? Yeah, I don't really care for that, but I'm going to be working with that intention. So intentions, thoughts, and then aligning those with frequencies, whatever brings the joy in. And sometimes we talked about that. Sometimes that's not literally what we're trying to bring into our life. It's something that already brings us joy, but it keeps the frequency up for more of what brings joy to you, you see. So it's a work of art in itself, but it's very, very possible. So if the Scorpio moon is bringing all these things up for us to feel and experience and bring truth and awakening, then we can go and rise up, see it from the bigger picture. We can see, wow, okay. Looking at that from a completely different angle, I never thought of that before. You're growing. You have that Jupiter influence expansion happening there. And that's part of this too, by the way. This is a very good time to really not run from the emotions, but realize we're experiencing them and let them teach us what they need to teach us. Why do I get so sensitive about that particular comment or topic? Or why am I getting triggered by this or that? Or why does this bring me just to a joy of excitement? The passions, the things that you love that bring happiness, you're paying attention to that too, not just the things that are uncomfortable. You'll have a mixture of both. Scorpio is a deep teacher. Deep healing takes you down deep into your soul to pull those things up. That's what we're talking about today. It's a good topic. This is about energy healing. This is about you having the empowerment to work with your energy field, to work with your law of attraction. Energy, think about it. Your energy field is the frequency you resonate with. That is going to be part of your manifesting skills. So that's what we're going to work on. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, wait a minute. So what about all these feelings and emotions and everything? What are they? There's a lot of gifts and a lot of information in that. We just need to see it differently. We need to look past the surface of where we think it is and look deeper into it. That's how this new moon will help us moving forward. It's a new beginning. New moons are all about new beginnings. New moons are how we set our intentions to move forward in a different way. And this is perfect timing. It's a final and it's a super moon, so I'm a little bit more amplified. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper on this topic. I think it's a very important topic for today and moving forward and how we're wrapping up the rest of this year, because 2021, wow, whole new experience, whole new everything. So this will help us gear up and be ready and make the most of the experience. I mean, we didn't come here to just suffer. We came here to live and thrive. It's not just about enduring it. It's not about just enduring the human experience. We want to thrive in it. And you can take part in shifting that. It's huge. So stay with me. We will be right back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacy and her services, visit stacybarber.com. That's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, barber.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do. And welcome back to the show. We are talking about the Scorpio super new moon that arrives on November 14, 15. Remember, look to see where it is in your location, but you should be already feeling it. And I was reading through some of the chat, the live chat, where we're streaming over on YouTube, and I see that people have been feeling that already. So yes, that's a very good indication. It wouldn't just be this moon cycle, but probably all cycles. I know that I feel things about a week before it's actually like a full moon or a new moon. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't even notice it. It just depends on, you know, who, on you, whether you feel it or not. But I'm seeing that a few people have been feeling that lately. And it's good to see some things are starting to come to fruition for some of you. For those that feel like you feel a little bit stuck, I'm going to answer in general. I see that out there too, about letting go of things, past mistakes, things like that. This is a very good time to really sit with this energy. It might be, you know, bring a box of Kleenex with you when you do it. I don't know. But we have to, this is a time for letting go of all of that. It really is. It will help you. It will help you see how it's really not helping to hold it. Sometimes we feel like we don't deserve to move forward. That would be a question to ask yourself. Why do I believe that I don't deserve to let it go or forgive my past mistakes? Or these are questions to ask yourself personally and see where you come up with. To sit with this moon, it could be emotional to do that, but it could be very well worth it in moving forward. So if you had your deepest loves, hopes, dreams, but also your deepest fears, regrets, all of that. This moon is guiding us to sit with that. and listen to it. I know we're going to go through this part two, but then there's a good part two. So just stay with me. We need to do this part so we can get to the good part. So it is, it's like if we were to sit with our thoughts and feelings from a place of not judging it, but truly seeing it from the bigger perspective. There we are. Let's look at it from the bigger picture again. What would we see? You take your name out of it or take somebody else's name out of the equation. Look at it from a non-judgmental perspective. You're looking at it from a higher frequency as well. Because we don't do that in like fifth dimensional living and higher frequency living. There's no judgment in that. But if you were to sit with that, and if it was your, think of it this way. If I thought of this as it's my responsibility about how I handle these things. So let me sit with it without judgment and look to see what it can teach me or show me so I can see it clearly. So if I need to change directions, I can do that without ego getting in the way or feeling like, oh, no, I'm already obligated here and I can't change that. Things like that. This is real deal stuff that will come down to you making those decisions for yourself, nobody else. These are good questions to ask. You want to lean into it. You want to lean into it and stay with those emotions. Don't run from them. Let them show you the value that you have within you and the power that you have that where you can truly change the direction that your life is going. You can make a huge difference in how this thing is playing out by your free will and choices and intention and the intention to change it. Like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to keep going like this. Stuff like that. I mean, our thoughts, our emotions, our experiences, that's our story in this life journey, right? They're there. Our memories, they're there. But do they beat you down or do they help you grow? Which tendency do you lean toward? You see, we can change that. I'm not saying it's easy. And sometimes it's a matter of, wow, I can't wrap my brain around that, but let me think about it. I'm just introducing a perspective to you that might be quite helpful and quite empowering for you moving forward. I can't make you do it. I can't talk you into it. I'm not even trying to do that. I'm trying to give you an option here because sometimes we believe we don't have any. And guess what? I have seen time and time again, that's not the case. We always have an option. We always have a choice where we can change it in the spot right there. It's never too late. That's one of the beautiful messages here that I want you to hear. It's never too late. Thoughts and emotions, your story, that's you're seeing that as your identity, but guess what? It's not really who you are. Okay? Your thoughts, your emotions, your story. Okay, it's who we are. It's our memories, all of that. It's like who we think we are. Okay? Which one are you doing here? It's not really who you are. On a soul level, that's not who you are. That's just your experience here in this physical world in this time. That's your physical experience right now. If you were to look at, okay, I'm identifying that that's who I am. That's your experience in this life. That's what you're experiencing. And if you thought of it like a coat or a jacket, like, okay, my thoughts, my story, my emotions, my everything I got going on that I feel identified with, if that was just a jacket or a cloak that I could take off and sit it over there, you would be with your soul. Just kind of a visual to give you. It's a good way to kind of look at how we're experiencing having the jacket on, take it off. Now what do we have? We have a clean slate. We have, wait a minute, I have more potential than that. I could do a lot more than that. It's a great exercise to close your eyes and just think about it that way. It helps you look at things differently. That's what we're talking about today. It's very empowering. Now, when you start to enter into the deeper emotions that Scorpio brings up. It might not be very comfortable. Remember, it's a jacket you're wearing. Let's use that analogy. It's a jacket. Okay. It's just experiencing it. It's not who I am. I'm just experiencing it. Helps you see things clearly. That really clarifies a lot when you do that. It takes it out of being consumed by it, and that's it. You don't have any choices to, wait a minute, I have all kinds of options. I could put on a different jacket. I could not put one on at all, you know, that kind of thing. You're freeing yourself to shift and change and improve your manifesting skills this way. I know. I love this one. It's very empowering. I've used this before. It's pretty cool because sometimes we just get lost in everything we're feeling because emotions are pretty powerful. They're just like, I mean, I always use the analogy of earth and storms and weather is like earth is a living, breathing planet and it breathes. It actually breathes. I know. And you have storms and all that. And I'll always represent that as an analogy that's the emotions of earth, you know, releasing and, you know, and some of them are pretty vicious and some of them aren't. And you just think about it that way. And when emotions that are intense come through, it feels like a storm passing through and you just feel it. It's just crazy. But then once it's passed, everything goes back to the calm. It's an experience that passed through. So I really want you guys to hear that about the emotion because it's one of the most key points in working with Scorpio energy in this new moon to help you improve manifesting skills. It's very, very powerful. Now, once you start to see things in a different light and you'll see things clearly, like we're looking at it from that bigger perspective, you may see some things you need to do that you realized, wow, I've been avoiding that this whole time because it's uncomfortable to do that. And I don't really want to do it. But you don't want to, you know, you know it's the right thing to do. It just depends. It just depends on what you have. Sometimes it's just uncomfortable to make a choice that's better for ourselves because we're so worried about what the rest of the world or people around us will think. That might be what it is for you. But that's also a chain that keeps you from changing and doing what's right for you as well. Sometimes we have to just go there and really sit with the doubts or the insecurities that we have about making that change and really pound it out, so to speak. Just, all right, let's just go there. Let's just see and let it show you where is this coming from in that depth. And then we're going to flip it around. Okay. Now we're talking about all that heavy stuff, right? So now when we start to move through and we feel like we're dragging through all of the deepest, darkest things, the things that have kept us from moving forward or the things that are difficult to let go of or the things that are just uncomfortable, now we're going to look for the strength because there's a strength and a wisdom that comes only from this very deep thing, that very deep area that when you know that, you know what, I'm in the deepest part of it, and I'm still here. And I realize this is a coat that I'm wearing that I could take off. Hang on a second. Now empowerment starts to fill you. Your soul starts to ignite. The joy starts to fill in. And where you're going, you know what? No more. I'm not gonna. And you don't have to make angry decisions. You're gonna put that's in the emotional part. You're just gonna take it off and go, you know, no more of that. Gonna do this. And healing is starting from sometimes the darkest places that we go in our emotions. It's not complete, but it'll start and we'll start to see what we need to do. We start to see what we need to change, what we need to make a decision about. But it's something that it'll carry us and it'll bring in that strength that you need to move. This is a good moon to work with, so don't avoid it if all possible. Now, when we face it, when we acknowledge it, when we look at it, you know we can start and we can rise above it and we can be better than we were. We're not the same person anymore that made the decisions that we can't seem to let go of. You're changing and evolving constantly. This is how you empower your manifesting moving forward because you want to align with the frequency of what you want to draw in. Now, like I said, the Scorpio energy is represented by the scorpion. Okay. It has a bit of a sting, but it's also represented by the phoenix bird. And both of these symbols, it's the transformation of something. It's the renewal. It's the shedding the skin, the death of the old, however you want to work it. And then you rise above everything that's just gone. Rise above the ashes and you come in stronger. And you reignite with a rebirth. And this is extremely empowering. It's very powerful for you. Now, when you look at these symbols, like the phoenix, it holds power to completely transform and change itself, no matter what the past brought their way. Think about that for those who are having trouble with past things. You want to work with this energy because it transforms, it changes, it rebirths. It's think about the renewal in the spring when all the fresh new plants are coming up. And sometimes in some of the places that had the darkest, most intense things, like the fires that happened, all of that ash and all of that, believe it or not, plants will come back up through that and they'll be better than they were before. Not saying that, oh yes, that was good. That was painful. That was rough. That was tough for all of us when things like that were happening. But there's also a renewal that comes after that. We have the ability to renew just like nature does. But you don't realize that you do. And this is showing us that we do. Now, we're reminded in the message of this new moon that it's always within us. We always have a strength within us and a power to rise up and do it better than we did before. It's never too late, you see? Never too late. We're reminded that when things fall away, things come into our lives to replace it. That's the cycle of, you know, the end of one thing and the renewal and the rebirth of something else. It's just how it is. We're reborn. We change. We grow. This is all part of spiritual awakening. I mean, we made decisions in the past that we thought were the decisions that we needed to make then. Don't let the past decisions be the regret that holds you back from growing and ascending to be better than you were before. You can continue to do that. But we have to put that bag down. We have to take that coat off. That's just a feeling. Emotions that will really hold you back with energy and frequency levels are guilt. Guilt's one of the worst ones. Guilt, you know, all of these are natural emotions. We don't want to ignore these emotions. We want to transform them and heal them. So you have anger, and then we work with that one. And anger has its place too, but we also need to move through the anger and redirect that energy into a positive that would shift and change. So sometimes that's one of the motivators that people don't like. I know. But it ignites something within you if you think about it. And then we have love, which is one of the highest frequencies. We have happiness, which is way up there. That's what we're striving for. These things that are not comfortable help us find our way to that if we allow it to show us what it needs to show us. If we detach, and when I say detach, we listen and process the emotions we are experiencing, but we detach from the mindset that that's who we are. It's not who we are, it's what we're experiencing. Big difference. That's what I want you to hear. Allow this energy to remind you of, you know, how far you've come. And let it give you the hope and opportunities. Now we're going to talk about some good energy that will help lift you. Once we go down and we see what the darker, deeper areas are showing us that are like, okay. Now we look at what this Jupiter energy is bringing in. Now Jupiter is bringing an influence with this moon as well. And this is where the hope and the possibilities are, the expanding mind, the hope, the positivity. Yes, it's all there too. So see, it's not just about all the dreary stuff. The dreary stuff is what we're sludging through to get out in a way and take that off. And then we want to embrace this energy. But Jupiter helps us to really tap into the heart's true passion. Look at the higher possibilities that are unfolding for us. Expand beyond what we thought we were capable of and actually go for it and actually have this embracing positive mindset like, oh, wow, you know, I'm going to do this. Jupiter has a way of seeing things, and this is where it'll help you with the perspective. Jupiter helps you see the bigger picture, has a wider lens, can scope out and see bigger, wider experience. So I like that energy for this too. It also helps you to break free from the limitations and the mindsets that feel stuck. So for those that are trying to let go of the past, this energy can help you. It helps you to soar above, just like the phoenix, to look, to get above the rubble and what you feel stuck in, and then look back at everything and go, oh, okay, now I see a better path. Now I see a better path. Now I see where the limitations were holding me back. And so you see, when we're looking at how all of these emotions can show us what we need to see or what we need to learn, and then we embrace the energy that Jupiter brings with hope and positivity, and now it helps us soar up and above all that weight of heaviness that we feel with the emotions, we see that we're not that at all. That's not our identity. That's just what we were experiencing. So you pull yourself up and out of it and you go, oh, wait a minute. There's a better path that I want to take and I want to experience something different. It starts with the intention and that you want to do that. And then we work to align with that frequency. So it's not an overnight, I know. And sometimes just wrapping your brain around this concept, trying to find the words to explain it, a lot of times experiencing it and just putting the effort in is how you'll find your way through this. And I can explain it 100 times, but you can read it, you can hear it, but are you applying it? That's when you'll see a change. That's when it'll start to make sense. Remember how you still learn how to drive or ride a bicycle? You could watch people do it all day long. You could study a video, but really, when did you learn it? When you got on the bicycle and you started, you fell a few times and then you got it. Same thing here, same concept. You want to start taking action. Now, if Jupiter gives us the ability to see things from a bigger perspective, now we have the ability to see what we want to manifest because we're seeing further out. We're seeing it easier. It's making more sense. We see, okay, that's going this direction. This is going that direction. This allows you to free up and soar and take all the actions, feel confident to where it's leading you and where you want to be. Is that making sense to you? So let's see what we have. I see a lot of activity over here in the chat. So let me catch up for a second. Okay. Oh, goodness. We're sending a lot of prayers and love to you. Journey to becoming me. COVID has infected my 9-year-old. Now my husband not feeling well, trying to keep distance from other. Okay. Anxiety through the roof. Please help with positive affirmations. I am healthy and well, and I am thriving. And we will send prayers to your whole family. Absolutely. Honestly, that you just stay in there, hang in there, healthy foods, support that immune system. It sounds like you're doing everything. I know this virus is everywhere. I just want you to know Archangel Raphael is a good one to call on for healing, whether it's physical, emotional, anything. Just ask for that support to keep you going there. But you know that we're here for you as well. And here's a good one. I center my thoughts on only that which I can control. There you go. I allow myself to trust in the higher plan. That's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. I carry the sunshine within me, beams out rays of hope. Yes, you can do any type of meditation, but sometimes just when you are taking care of a lot of people and you need something quick and fast, I am thriving. I am healthy. I've got this. I'm good. You know, literally just quick ones. And then you could sit when you have a couple of minutes and do something deeper and absolutely go there. But yes, ask Archangel Raphael to just hang out and be with you, and you'll have the gentle nudges of, hey, this might be good, this might be good, and sending that love to you. Let's see, Maddie, sending lots of love. Okay, everybody's sending it to you. Absolutely beautiful. I love that. I love this about this group that shows up for the show, because we support one another, and you support me and I support you, and we're all, I love that. It's not just about me talking about a topic. This is a group effort here, and I love that. So thank you guys for doing that. We got you, and I'm going to keep you on my prayer list too, okay? Anybody that's going through that, I've been doing that quite a bit, because we have so much going on this year that, and I mean, daily, I know people that are going through it. I know people that are concerned about it. I know people that are high risk. I know that it's just out there. So I'm doing that regularly. I also have that, and it's been out there for a while. I did it at the very beginning, when this all broke out at the beginning of the year in March, but I do have the healing meditation out there that has the intentions for healing, but it was about, I sent it out there for the whole world. But if you want something to listen to, you can go look at those meditations in that group. That might help you just to listen to them. If you're busy, you could put them on and just listen to them, and maybe it'll help you get to where you can take over from there. But I am healthy and strong is a fantastic affirmation. I am healthy and strong. Whether you feel it or not, say it. Put it on a sticky note and put it in everybody's room that isn't feeling well to help them too. You could put that out there for them. Yes, there you go. I like that idea. I actually like that idea a lot. That one just came in from the angels, so I like that. All right, so here we go. Now, if you were sitting with energy that was heavy, fragile, emotional, and it really stirs you, remember, don't forget, this is an experience, okay? It's an experience you're feeling. You want to give yourself that space to process it, kind of like crying it out. Or if you're not a crier, some people aren't, find an activity, because what in metaphysics or energy healing, what you're trying to do is move energy or transform energy to a higher frequency or heal the energy, so to speak. Energy healing is very much about doing that. So you're taking it from a lower frequency and you're moving it up into a more positive healed frequency. So say you're not a crier. I mean, crying, man, you know, crying is fantastic. I never tell people don't avoid crying or suck it up. I would never tell you to do that, because crying is a very healing, natural part of your body that helps you process energy and helps you get that off. But you could also find an activity, you know, a physical activity, whether it's creative in the arts, whether it's, you know, in the kitchen, whether it, you know, healing or cooking, whether it's in the garden, anything active that will get your mind to help it brain dump, so to speak, and just get those thoughts out of there. And while you're active, it could be just house cleaning. Honestly, yeah, you could, because as you're cleaning your home, put the intention out there that as I clean my home, I am cleaning and clearing the energy of the home. You could do that. There is unlimited ways you can do this. You can incorporate it into everyday activities, and you're continually healing and clearing the energy space that your home is in, your space, the energy of everything. You can clear your car. You can do this. I've found that when I find that energy's causing a lot of disruption, that when I clear it, completely different experience. And sometimes it's just that intention to shift it, and then you're taking action by the physical activity. So whatever works for you, do that. Absolutely do that. When you try to, and I like that she brought this up earlier, one of the listeners over there in the chat, when you try to focus on what you can control, what you don't control, it makes quite a difference in the stress and the fears, because we can't control everything, but what can we do something about that would be a good place to put your focus, because you feel empowered there. You're not going to feel empowered if it's something you can't do anything about. And we can't do it about everything. That's a surrendering to, and I've had that happen over the last month or two in my own personal life. Like, wow, you know, just activities around here. Okay, can't control that, but okay, I'm just going to surrender that to the universe. And I know there's a divine timing for that. It lifts the energy and the weight off that was bringing me down in a lower frequency, and it lifts it when I do that. That's an example of something you can do. I like the frankincense too. I use frankincense all the time. I love frankincense. Absolutely. Eucalyptus, tea tree. Absolutely. We use all of those things. Frankincense helps you to ground. It's very healing, by the way. It's a very healing. You should look it up. There's all kinds of stuff about frankincense. I love frankincense. It's part of my skincare. I use frankincense on my skin. And I use that in myrrh and lavender. I use those three, and I mix them in an oil. It's one of the best facial oils I've ever used, honestly. You just don't want to make it too strong. It can irritate if you make it too strong. Eucalyptus, I've always used eucalyptus whenever I've gotten ill. We've used it for years. You can make the little eucalyptus bombs. I used to put it in, take it into a hot, steamy shower, you know, and you can breathe it, things like that. These are just natural things that are out there that can help a lot. And in everyday things, not just this one, but, and I know this one's got its own personality, but, you know, they're just natural remedies. Some of those are harsh, so you want to make sure you mix them into a carrier oil, like argan, hemp, jojoba oil, anything you like to use, grapeseed, whatever, that works really well. So if you were to just take one thing from this show, what could you do to detach, zoom out, and look at everything from a bigger picture and just see it clearly in your life? What can you do? Sometimes our lives feel very chaotic, and sometimes we get caught in the chaos. What can you do to pull out of the chaos so you can see things clearly? I don't care for chaos at all, honestly. Yeah, I don't like chaos either. And sometimes you get caught up in it because it's around you. Remember, that's the world around you. You're experiencing it, but it's not who you are. It's not who you are. It's what you're experiencing. That's probably one of the most important things in this entire topic today that you can take from this, because once you realize, wait, I'm experiencing this, but it's not who I am, it opens the doors for your expansion, which Jupiter will help you with. So Scorpio is one that will take you quite deep, but it has a reason and it has a benefit to it. It can take you to the deeper recesses of your soul and you, and what's holding you back, what's causing all this, and show you clearly, okay, this is what needs healing. So with the last few minutes of the show, what I'd like to do is I'd like everybody to join me together. Let's do a little bit of healing energy right now for everyone out there. So we're going to quiet it down, and I want everyone to take a nice, slow, deep breath, whatever's comfortable for you. And when you take the breath in, embrace and say thank you for the healing and the high frequency of love from the universe, the divine. Bring it in. Embrace that love is coming to you and receive it. And when you exhale, everything that holds you back, all the lower frequencies are on the exhale. So in a visual, if you were to feel and embrace that you, when you took the breath in, it was like a white light that just shined, and you could feel it go all the way through every cell of your body, and you just feel the love and you embrace that. And on the exhale, you feel it's more of a gray color, smoky color, And that's got the toxins, it's got the lower frequencies, it's got the things that are causing all the problems for you or holding you back, is releasing out. You're simultaneously releasing old and filling it back in with new energy. You can do this in anywhere you are. You could be sitting in a waiting room. You could be sitting anywhere. You could just be busy doing something. And anytime you feel that you're getting caught up in this, the fear or the something holding you back or causing the chaos, or you feel overwhelmed, that's a big one. Take those deep breaths of beautiful love and light in, very healing energy. Let it lift you. I mean, just bask in it. There's enough. It's unlimited. There's no such thing as having too much. You can take as much as you need. You can share it with others. But when you do that and you're lighting up the energy of you around you, you're lifting the frequency of wherever you are. So for those that are in a caretaker position or in an area or an environment that's got some stuff going on, as you do that, you're putting out a higher frequency in that area. It's at least a counter to, it's countering the lower frequencies. So we don't want to put a judgment on anyone here. Like when we're doing that, we want to just embrace that. We want to send love and positive out there. We want to put the hope back into the world. We want to put the positive energy. We want to put the passions and excitement and the love back in there. The more people that do that, the more that is spread out and the lights shine everywhere. This is a way that you shine your light from your soul. It's also going to help you see clearly from what you experience personally, how you can move forward. Whew, I know. So I hope that that's making sense to everyone. Your chakras in your body, I'm seeing something about the neck pain. Yeah. The neck, sometimes that's carrying the burden of the world, you know, like on the shoulders. Up in the neck is also around the fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is a voice, it's expression, is are we listening? Are we communicating clearly? But also it's connected and tied into the shoulders where we carry the weight of the world. So see what you might be doing there. When we're working with chakras, different chakras are processing different energies. And when we're clearing, sometimes we've cleared them and sometimes they'll come up. And then this is kind of like a bottleneck area. And sometimes when we're rising and we're clearing all the way up, and sometimes it feels like it gets here, this is where we feel expression. And this is also a big gateway to higher spiritual and the higher frequencies, like our chakras, like fifth and sixth and seven. Like this is fifth. The six is your eye, your third eye, your second sight, and the top is the seventh. And then there's a whole lot more after that. But I would, for some reason, I'm feeling more something to do with carrying the burden or a weight with the question that I just read. So think about that one. You don't have to tell us what it is if it's private, but there's something about a burden you're carrying that is weighing you down. That's what you want to look at. That's a common one that I would feel. I know that one, man, when I see it. Sometimes I do that. And you have to watch that. But you've been questioning yourself. Okay. We all are, actually, aren't we? So if you're questioning yourself, sit with that. This moon's going to help with that. Sit with that and say, why am I questioning myself? Where did that influence come from? Is that truly coming from me, or is it stirring from your soul? This is what's coming in. Is that a stir from the soul to show you a better direction, or is that an influence from outside that was somebody else's thought that you believe that's not really resonating for you? Those are the things that are popping up, and I'm just putting them out there. So guys, we're running out of time, so I need to go. I just want you guys to know that I'm sending a lot of love out to everyone. I hope that you'll take the time to work with this new moon energy. This is a really good time to work on improving manifesting skills and taking your life in a direction. And you have the power to do something with your life because you're the one that makes the choices for your life. That is something you can do. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've learned something. And thank you for all that showed up to support one another. I love you guys. And I'm so impressed how everyone lifts everyone. I can feel all of you sending the love out, and I'm sending it right back. So I got to go. I'm out of time. Love you so much. And we'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.